Senate Committee on Rules and Redistricting, Thursday, April 26th, Astoria.
In this final out-of-state capital redistricting public hearing that we're holding throughout the state. And I'm Peter Courtney, and I'm a state senator, and my district is Salem-Keizer, and I'd like all the individuals up here at the head table to introduce themselves, because they're not happy with me. But maybe through introduction, they'll start feeling better about themselves, and maybe even me. So we'll called Safe Haven, and I need one now, and I think I'm the only male up here, and that's being... I'm hearing about that. With the individual to my right, I guess your left right to speak to you, who are you, please?
I'm not going to get out of it this easy, Peter. I'm Joan Duke, and I think I know all or almost all of you, and I am your state senator.
And could we just, would you like to tell me who you are, please?
I would be delighted, Senator. I'm Elaine Thompson, District 2, South of here.
And I'm Bessie Johnson,
of
District 1. You're in.
And over here is Marjorie Taylor, who is our committee administrator for the information management technology, but is it the rural health rules?
And redistricting coordinator.
Redistricting coordinator. And I am the vice chair of the Senate Rules Committee. And we are holding this meeting officially as a subcommittee of the Senate Rules Committee. It falls to both the House Rules and the Senate Rules Committee to come up with the proposal that, if we're able to do so, that will go to the Oregon Legislature this session, that will redefine and realign all the boundaries of the 60 House seats in your state legislature and the 30 state Senate seats in your state legislature. Oregon has 60 House seats and 30 Senate seats. Each Senate seat consists of 2 House seats. And every 10 years, the Oregon legislature, after receiving the U.S. Census figures from Washington, D.C., as to how our state has grown or not grown or stayed the same, has the responsibility to redefine the boundaries so that they more accurately reflect the population here in the state of Oregon. Each House seat this time around, and there is a handout back here. If you haven't picked up one, I surely hope you do, because it has on it very vital information. I want to be sure that I read the exact numbers. I know the numbers, but I always leave out the exact numbers. Each House seat, when we finish, must be at or very close to 57,023 people. People. I want to emphasize that. Not registered voters, but people. And each Senate seat must be at or thereabouts 114,047. So that's what we're trying to do. And on the back, you will now see, you can see the House seats and the Senate seats in this area, where they're at. And, they're at about 52,000, and the Senate seat, Senator Dukes, is about 105, right? So you can see that your House seat and your Senate seat, and I don't know where you're from, but if you're from this general area, you are going to have to pick up population. I, in my area, for example, in Salem-Keizer, that's my Senate seat, I'm going to have to give my Senate seat area, has to give up population. We're in that situation. In addition, we're here tonight to take any input you may have on the congressional seats in Oregon. Oregon has 5 congressional seats. And this area is in
one.
District, U.S. Congress.
Right, you're from Salem, in which case you're in 5.
Okay, 5. So we've actually had a situation where maybe we have 2 congressional districts at FA here tonight at discussion. And it's our responsibility to also draw those 5 congressional districts. And their maps are up here. And Oregon still is at 5. It has 5 seats. As you may know, depending upon your growth, you can pick up or lose a congressional seat. We're staying the same, 5. Now, the process is, and I'll get to, is the following. The Oregon legislature will come up with a piece of legislation, which they submit to the governor. It's all got to be done by the end of June 30th, which will do this in terms of the House seats, the 60 House seats and the 30 Senate seats. If we can't do that, then the Secretary of State for the state of Oregon will draw the line. And he, since it is a he, Bill Bradbury, has until August 15th to do it. So if we can't do it in the Oregon legislature, and along with the governor, then the Secretary of State will draw those. And, of course, whatever we do, or the governor does, or the Secretary of State does, it can always be taken to court. And that's happened in the past. They can appeal it to the court. The congressional districts are different. The Oregon legislature, again, has the responsibility to draw those lines for those five congressional districts. But if we can't do it, then it doesn't go to the Secretary of State, it goes to the federal courts. Goes right to the federal courts. So there's a different situation there. I'm not trying to confuse you, but those are the situations involved as to why if the Oregon legislature cannot get the job done, both for the state legislature, goes to the Secretary of State, for the congressional seat, it goes to the federal courts. Now, we have worked very hard this session to go out into the state and to set up public hearings like this throughout the state. This is our 16th one. Pendleton, Bend, Medford, Coos Bay, Newport, Tuesday night we were in Corvallis, Eugene, Salem-Keizer, Portland, Hillsboro, West Lynn, Gresham, Beaverton. I think I just did it. I just did it. We started Alpha. Is that how you say it? Or is it Omega?
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha. We started Alpha in Keizer. I asked to do that. And we end tonight on Call Omega because I share those two. Tonight here, we end in Astoria. And I might add, that was specifically requested by Senator Joan Dukes. When we did the original schedule, we had not scheduled one here. And Senator Joan Dukes, who was seated up front with me, made my life so miserable. She did. She really, because I'm vice chair, she just picked on me that I especially said we're going to especially go drive all the way to Astoria, left sometime yesterday. Drove through the night and dark to get here. And I've just been disciplined by her because apparently they were the people seated with me. I will not announce their gender because they viewed that. We're seated at a restaurant somewhere around here and we're waiting for me and now they are all upset because I didn't show up and they haven't eaten and that's the way it goes. So we are very pleased you're here. What we'd like to now have you do is come forward and give us your testimony. Please, when you do so, identify yourself and tell us whatever you think about these boundaries or new boundaries. We'd like to hear from you. With that, now, here we go.
Go for it.
Jim Santee, please. If you would come forward and be our first witness tonight.
Well, would you get the bell, sir? Look like a beast. Where's my bell, sir?
You can do whatever you like, but just please don't look.
Okay, I'm Jim Santee. I live in beautiful downtown Napa, the sunny, sun capital of Eastern Clarkson County, just a short distance from Senator Dukes and just really short distance from Representative Johnson. I thank you very much for coming here, and I represent the Sunset Empire Transportation District, the bus system for Clarkson County. We are engaged in a major project right now for a master transportation plan for Clarkson County for bus services, which will require us to look at how our operation works for connectivity into the Portland metropolitan area. This will involve connections via Highway 30 and 26, all into or through Columbia, Washington, and into Multnomah counties. It is important that we have the representation which is common with those metropolitan areas. We require that we have to work with the representatives in this area so that they understand what is going on. Having urban, cross-urban, and rural representation brings considerable amount of benefits to our community. Through the help of Congressman Wu, who also is in the Portland metro area, we're able to get a significant amount of money for our transportation center in Astoria. We are the lead agency for passenger rail into this area right now. We're working on this, and hopefully the federal Federal Railway Administration is going to be able to pass those through to us. But in order for us to be successful, we have to work with those people in Columbia County, and Washington County, and Multnomah County, and having the common representation, it helps us to bridge the differences and get the project going. So whenever you're looking at reapportionment, redistricting, whatever you wish to call it, I feel it is important that Clatsop County, or at least a good portion of it, have common representation with the major population areas of Oregon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Are questions for Jim?
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for being our first witness and giving us your testimony. Don McDaniel?
McDaniel, right.
Sorry, I do the best I can, Don.
Sorry, I don't write very well.
No, it's all my fault.
I live in the Astoria area. I'm on a variety of things, part of Astoria's Economic Alliance, Area Commission on Transportation. So I've gotten quite involved in the economic aspects of the community. As far as the congressional district, I agree with Jim. I think it's worked quite well that we've had representation from the district as it stands now from a transportation point of view, because we have a transportation corridor, which it's nice if it's all in one district. However, I came here more to talk about the state house district and indirectly the state senate district. Betsy and I drove up and down the first district from Astoria to Scappoose back and forth numerous hours, thousands of miles, and we talked about the fact it was kind of unwieldy to have a district so long and narrow. I'm not sure how she feels now, but I feel that we need maybe an area that's more compact. And also, I think that we need an area that has more of a commonality of economic interests. I feel that the Astoria area has economically more in common with the coastal communities than it does the river communities. And for that reason, I feel that Astoria should be put into the second district. That would mean part of the second district would have to leave, but it would boost the population need in the second district. Now, as far as the first district, I guess it would have to go further south and maybe east. But I feel from an economic point of view, this would work much better for the residents of these different areas that have different economic interests. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions, please? Don?
Yes. I don't know the protocol of this. My views have been characterized not entirely accurately, and I just want to state that for the record respectfully.
Yeah.
Don, I think we both observed that was a long drive, but I just want to make sure that my views weren't included in your observation.
I understand.
Okay, thank you. And let the record show that I believe that when Don was referring to Betsy, he's referring to Representative Betsy Johnson, too. Can I show that to the record? Can I assume that or not? Because
I think that's safe to assume.
Right. Well, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. I just wanted the record to show that I'm a lawyer, so that here I am being a lawyer. Like, but the record should show that. So thank you very much. Now on you will choose the names if you lose it. Thank you very much. Janet, would Janet Stevenson please come forward? By the way, while we're at it, I'd like to recognize former favorite. Oh, yes, Janet, you're going to testify. Yes, please. Yes.
Somebody wrote your name down, Janet.
Yes, I'd like to step up here, Janet. I want to recognize former state representative Jackie Taylor. I should have got you over here. Appreciate you being out tonight.
Since I'm up, I'll tell you what I think, but I don't think it's a serious testimony because I haven't had time to study your figures.
Could I just ask, I have to do this, you need to tell us your name for the record.
Janet Stevenson.
Okay, can you tell us where you're from, if you just generally?
Pardon?
Can you tell us where you're from, too?
Oh, I live in Warrington.
Okay,
so
thank you.
So I'm from Clatsop County.
Great.
I was here when Clatsop County was divided in half in the last redistricting, and it has not worked well, in my opinion, for either half. However, the numbers are so confusing to me at this point. I can't see how to make a contiguous district out of what everybody needs to get from somebody else. I do want to make one point, though, and that is that Clatsop County has a long history of being a fairly closely knit community. It has a lot of disagreements within it, but it works together as a whole, and it's difficult for it not to work together as a whole. And if something can be worked out so that this historic unit keeps pretty much the same unity that it had before, I think it will be good for everybody.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Janet, even though she's leaving the microphone? Thank you, Janet. Appreciate it. All right.
Kathy Westbaum.
See that last name? I knew that last name.
Of course you do.
Well, I
do. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Appreciate your coming to this area to hear our concerns.
Thank you.
And sometimes we feel they're at the back of beyond here, you know, for some of these hearings. So we really appreciate you bringing us here.
Well, thank you.
Kathy, can you give us your name for the record?
Oh, yes. Excuse me. Kathleen Weissong, and I live in Seaside.
Right.
So I'm sort of South County here. I would like to say that when we were divided 10 years ago, a lot of us felt it was not going to be a good way to go because we were used to being, you know, tied with North County. But it has really worked out very well. And the fact that we're still all in our senator's district, you know, we're still, Clatsop County is all together there. And we have had three excellent people taking our concerns to Salem. And I feel that if whatever changes we have to make to get to the 57,000, it will be most long-term. It will be better for us not to go through another major change. If we can tweak, you know, the outside boundaries, or, you know, try to do it that way. I think if we can keep this essentially close to what it is now, it has worked well. And I think that we don't, rather than feeling that we're divided, we now feel that we have two voices in Salem for our representatives rather than one. And I think that's been helpful to Clatsop County altogether. So I hope that you keep those things in mind as you're doing this very difficult project. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Any questions? Thank you.
John Westerholm.
John Westerholm from Brown's Mead, and I didn't know I was signing up to testify.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we.
Mr. Burton said, sure you did.
That's right, I did.
Well, I see several people from East County here, so I think maybe we ought to set up a new district out East Clatsop County there. And no, I'm just kidding on that. But I guess I represent the fishing industry. I'm not seeing anybody else here from the fishing industry. I guess I do, with reservations, of course. But we've been real happy with the districts the way they are right now. I think the house district along the Columbia River maybe was partially set up that way to begin with, to include the fishery up and down the river. And not that we didn't get along well with the people from Seaside and further south before that, but I think this works out very well, and I would not be in favor of changing it very drastically from the way it is. And the same with the Senate district. It's worked out very well. We've had good representatives, good senators, and we're happy with it as close to the way it is as possible. And being the final testimony in the meetings here in the state, why ours is going to be the most important, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, I got out my red pen. See, I'm using what I can do. I've got my red and blue. When I go to my red pen, that's serious. So,
okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Just for any of you who are just interested in a little bit of a change, I'd be interested in knowing, we have to add some population, which way do you want to go? What would you pick up? Washington County, Tillamook County, which way? I can't go across the river, so that's pretty much our choices. Well, I guess when I'm speaking, I tend to think of things in terms of Senate districts because that's what I have, but...
Okay, I didn't want to stop this, but we need to get... When someone talks, if they're attorney, we're trying to make the official record. By the way, this is an official record. Everything we do, we'll go back and make it part of the official record. It's being transcribed and everything. So we need to make sure when people are talking, we know who it is on the record so we can get that. What? Oh, I'm sorry, Betsy.
Mr. Chair, as long as you've given the perspective, as long as Senator Duke gave the perspective of the Senate district to the House district, at least House District 1, and I would defer to Representative Hobson for House District 2, House District 1 could pick up 4,000 people roughly looking at Warrenton as a possibility. House District 1 could pick up additional people looking towards Renonia. I mean, there are lots of choices, and so the Senate districts and the House districts having different boundaries, I just wanted you to at least have the array of options in looking at House District 1.
I think the issue is we have to pick up some territory, and if you have a preference, we'd be happy to hear.
Would the Honorable former Representative Jackie Taylor come forward, please?
Good evening. I'm Jackie Taylor, and I've not moved in 23 years, but I've represented both districts 1 and 2. I was in the House, in House District 2, when redistricting occurred the last time, and I especially appreciate your coming out to this corner of the state tonight, because I believe that this corner of the state changed more dramatically in the last redistricting than any other part of the state. After redistricting, I was left living here in House District 1, working across the bay in House District 2, and assigned for that interim to House District 3, the donut district down around Forest Grove. I was left with 11 of the 54 precincts I previously served. And that's why I couldn't run again. I couldn't live in one district, work in another, be assigned to a third, and campaign in a whole new district. Friends here rallied some money for an attorney, and we took it to the Supreme Court of the state of Oregon and lost. The argument there was that communities of interest had been divided. The court was one of the communities that was divided. We have facilities, the airport is across the bay. The fishing industry also contributed and protested. There was a lot of concern from the gill netting community about the river district being viewed as having common interests, when in fact it had been their experience that if they tied up their gill net boat in St. Helens, they'd be run off, even if they'd come to town to spend their money. So it was, you know, it's not all smooth sailing just to say, here's this river district and here's why. But I'll tell you that I believe that here in Placid County, we have made the most of it. We have taken the best view. We have considered that we have two representatives instead of one, and it has served us well. I think the thing that is hard for us to understand when we're in Salem is that most of the voters don't know this is going on, and they don't think it really affects them. But I'll tell you how it affects the person who's serving in the legislature. I ended up doing Tim Jussie's work because people from Warrenton would still call me thinking I was their representative. Or as recently as 1996, they would call and say, your name is not on my ballot. How come? So I think the voters themselves don't easily adjust to dramatic changes. But we have adjusted to the one that was sent our way, and I guess my plea to you is just to not too dramatically change the district. I think it's always a temptation when you start messing, toying with the metropolitan area districts to come out into the rural area and just slap them up kind of arbitrarily. I'll tell you frankly that old District 2, where I began, was quite a gerrymandered district. I was serving the people up in Banks and Gaston, and they didn't want a coastal representative. They didn't feel they had anything in common with the rest of the district. So I think that communities of interest do need to be considered when we're reaching out to take, if a part of your community is rural and you can add more rural, and it's, you know, what Representative Johnson said about either Warrenton or Vinonia, and working it out with Representative Hobson about what would have to then happen because those two are in her district, which I think serve us all very well. Thanks again.
Well, thank you. Questions, concerns? It's great to see you, Representative Taylor, and that's just one of the historical perspectives. I served in the House with Representative Taylor before I was in the Senate, and I hope Nelson's doing well, and I also served with the late Tony Federicio, if you remember him, and I was serving with him in the House when we lost Tony, and his picture hangs in what they call the Democratic Caucus Room in the state capitol, so sort of a sentimental moment for me to listen to Representative Taylor talk about this area and to have had flashbacks. I worked with her together on bills. I remember when she sat on the House floor, so thank you very much, Jackie, for coming out. I really appreciate it. Now we go to
Greg Pencil.
Nice job, Senator Hoops. I could do that, Greg, but, you know, I like to share. I like to co-chair.
My name is Greg Panicello. I live in Ashford. I work for Clapton Community College at the Small Business Development Center. But I'm speaking for myself, of course. My primary concerns and interests are, from a business point of view, that's my avocation. And as I look at the district, I see far more commonality between Warrenton and Astoria than I do between Warrenton and Park South. One of the things I keep running into over and over again is similar economic adverse impact, similar problems with infrastructure, similar problems with business. And so as I look further south, what I see is a very heavily tourist-oriented, very much poorer in terms of average incomes for the average worker. So there's more commonality between, the point I'm trying to make is there's more commonality between Warrenton and the current district of Warren. The other thing that I think is applicable is I have a clue how in the world you fly in a part of Washington County and expect it to be reasonably represented. So it seems to me that District 2 should go further south. But I don't know what that would do to the campaigning process and the other representatives.
Okay. Thank you, man. Questions? Thank you very much for your testimony.
Rena Taylor?
Hi, my name is Rena Taylor. I'm a teacher in the area. I live in Astoria. And I can't pretend to be well educated about the issue. I do have a strong feeling that Warrenton and Astoria are so connected in the activities and the sports and the schools and the parents and the children as a community that it's sometimes difficult to understand the division between our communities. And so I guess my vote would be that we move a little more south. And I would think that probably...
Thank you.
Senate Committee on Rules and Redistricting, Thursday, April 26th, after hours.
Together on bills. I remember when she sat on the House floor, so thank you very much, Jackie, for coming out. I really appreciate it. Now we go to
Greg Pencil.
Nice job, Senator. I could do that, Greg, but you know, I like to share. I like to co-chair.
My name is Greg Panicello. I live in Astoria. I work for Classic Community College at the Small Business Development Center, but I'm speaking for myself, of course. My primary concerns and interests are from a business point of view, that's my avocation, and as I look at the district, I see far more commonality between Warrenton and Astoria than I do between Warrenton and Park South. One of the things I keep running into over and over again is similar economic adverse impact, similar problems with infrastructure, similar problems with business. And so as I look further south, what I see is very heavily tourist-oriented, very much poorer in terms of average incomes for the average worker. So there's more commonality between, the point I'm trying to make is there's more commonality between Warrenton and the current District 1. The other thing that I think is applicable is I have a clue how in the world you draw in a part of Washington County and expect it to be reasonably represented. So it seemed to me that District 2 should go further south. But I don't know what that would do to the campaigning process and the other representatives.
Okay. Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much for testimony.
Nina Taylor?
Hi, my name is Rena Taylor. I'm a teacher here. I live in Astoria, and I can't pretend to be well educated about the issue. I do have a strong feeling that Warrenton and Astoria are so connected in the activities and the sports and the schools and the parents and the children as a community that it's sometimes difficult to understand the divisions between our communities. And so I guess my vote would be that we move a little more south and I would think that probably somewhere along Clark's line that communication breaks down. So to go further east into Washington County, I'm not sure would serve any kind of connected purpose. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Questions, Marina? Thank you very much for coming out tonight and testifying.
John McKesson, I live in Brownsmead. East of Astoria, about 20 miles, not on the river. I too was very interested when they redistricted 10 years ago. I was a big promoter of the river district. However, we thought it would be Placid County and then on down the river, but it didn't quite turn out that way. However, I am delighted the way it turns out. We have been beautifully served. I can only remind the committee of something that Joan Dukes did for us in Lewis and Clark Fire. When the tsunami districts were lined, we weren't allowed to build our fire halls in a tsunami district, but she was able to get exemptions because it was either a choice of having services or worrying about a tsunami which may happen in the next 10 or 300 years. So, again, we have been delightfully well served by Elaine, Betsy, Tony Federici, and Jackie Taylor, all of which I've worked with the various ways at the legislature. I am elected countywide to the Soil and Water Conservation District. I think the current configuration very much reflects communities of interest. I think people travel along Highway 30. Money, jobs, the Wanna Mill, the salmon issues, deep sea fishing. In fact, there has been talk of, I think Betsy and House District 1 very well serves the coastal issues because many of the problems begin in the river and end up in the water. And so that really gives us, sorry about my English, but five coastal representatives, because I think that's the most of the votes are stay in Astoria and go out. And so we end up with five votes for the coast because that's so conversant with the needs of the fishing community here. And again, I would point to channel deepening as another sort of coastal thing that's parallel 30. You know, these are very big issues in our area, and I think we've done a good job of educating Betsy on our thoughts and all of you, and then well represented. So also Lewis and Clark and the Bicentennial bring special needs over the next 5 years that the legislature and the federal government are working very hard to help us with, and I appreciate that very much. Elaine's district, Highway 26 is kind of a focus and a nightmare perhaps some days, but nonetheless, many people have traveled up. They traveled, and maybe you drove down there this day and saw how much fun it can be, and 30 is almost as crowded for the Crab Festival, and I think people get used to traveling there. They live in Portland and Beaverton and come to Cannon Beach and Tillamook, and anyway, they end up retiring in Cannon Beach or Tillamook or Hebo or all these places. So I think that there's a sort of a linear community of interest that parallels the major transportation districts. And again, when Jackie was our representative, she was able to stop in Scappoose and places because you have to drive to Salem that way, as probably Joan knows. You know, it's kind of easy to stop and do constituent things along the way. So there's a natural flow along the major transportation arteries to Portland and Salem, and I very much approve of that. My recommendation would be, I hadn't really thought about Warrenton moving it into the first district. That would be okay. I guess I would like to see House District 2 pick up the rest of Tillamook County, as it needs its 4,000, as I know it does. It would also be fine with me if Warrenton stayed in 2 and we picked up more of Vernonia and Columbia County, and House District 2 picked up some of the rural parts of Washington County. Again, as Elaine travels to Salem, it's easy to kind of pick up the stopping banks and do things like that. So I would very much recommend that. And the same kind of goes for my comments on the congressional districts. I very much like having David Wu and a hub-like approach for congressional districts 1, 3, and 5. I could see downtown Portland all the way to the coast and picking up south what it needs to be congressional district 1. Congressional district 5 would be from Clackamas County down through Salem, maybe even, I'm not sure exactly the needs of picking up seats, but it could go as it does to Benton County, things like that, picking up Tillamook County, well, anyway. And, let's see, what's left? That 3 would be, again, out of Portland, headed east, and picking up the suburbs there until it gets the required number of residents. So anyway, thank you very much, and thanks for my comments. I really enjoy it.
Thank you. Questions, John? Thank you, John. Thanks for serving local government. I started there myself, so I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Myrna, Patrick.
Patrick. Myrna, okay.
My name is Myrna Patrick. I live in Napa, which is about 15 miles east of Astoria. My primary concern is item number 1B that says not divide communities of common interest. Napa and Swenson are two very small rural communities, and we are split between House District 1 and 2, which is something that should never have happened, and I feel that it is a primary change that is in order. We have, it's a very, very small community, and you have people across the street from each other wondering why they can't vote for the same person. It makes no sense whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So that's my primary concern. My second,
they're already aware of the road.
Good.
And Mr. Keyes on you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'll call my neighbors. The other concern is, I agree with many people that have already stated, it would be nice if all of Clatsop County could be in one house district. That may not be possible, but it would be very, very nice to have us all in one house district. I reiterate what some others have said, that Representative Johnson is doing a superb job. And I know she travels, I don't know how many miles she has on her vehicle by now, but that is a very, very long district, and it's very difficult to travel all that way. And yes, she has done a great job, but it is tough. So thank you for coming and listening to our comments.
Thank you, Vernon. Thank you very much.
Well, that's all those who signed up. So I expect everyone who didn't to come forth and speak, because that's the kind of person I am. So, not trying to embarrass anybody, but, you know, we need the testimony. Here, sure, come right on up. All you got to do is tell us your name, where you're from, and we'll take it from there. So this is the time. Don't anybody leave, they didn't speak, because you'll hurt my feelings. Yes, sir.
Thank you all for coming. My name's Dave Ambrose. I'm the resident of Astoria. When the original split came back a number of years ago, I was a little bit horrified to think of how Clatsop County would be represented. Our population base would be split between two districts. We'd lose some voter clout because we wouldn't be the central part of the population base to elect particularly a House representative. But as it turned out, we've gained a lot more, and I'll put it in terms of influence, I think, in the Oregon House, because we have two representatives who are not from Clatsop County, but who are certainly representing us in very good ways. I don't feel that it's a personality thing, although these are two sterling personalities sitting here.
Well done, Dave.
I think you also, Senator Gordon. I think the institutional view of it is serving us well also. I don't think we're just lucky in having two good people this time around. I think it's something that should stay. I'm not in favor of having Clatsop County be entirely in one House district. I think our county gains more by having two representatives who may not be residents of the county, but are certainly effective for our needs. I serve on the county's housing authority, and Betsy has heard from me a little bit about that, and I hope to speak to her a little bit more about some of the issues that face us in affordable housing here on the coast. And I know that Representative Hobson and Senator Dukes are well aware of our unique problems with housing here and high property value and not so many good, solid family-wage jobs to find housing to house everyone. So I'm happy the way it is. I'm glad that we need to do a little bit of tweaking in terms of Mr. Patrick's problem there, but I still like, I'm definitely not in favor of Clatsop County having just one representative.
Sure.
I can't resist this opportunity to tell you we resurrected a $400,000 federal grant today, and Clatsop, Tillamook, and Columbia counties are one of three beneficiaries of it. In the affordable housing area. It was dead, and then we pumped life back into it.
We're a full-service panel, folks. Not just your district. We'll give you money. We get anything you want. We bring you good news. We're the good news people. Thanks, Dave. Thank you very much. Yes, please.
Yes, my name is Peter Guerin. I reside in Warrington.
Your first name is Peter?
Peter.
All right, I'm not sure I got note that. Go ahead.
If they were going to expand the and add to it, it certainly makes a lot of sense to add Warrington in. You've got people living in Warrington working in Astoria, people living in Astoria working in Warrington, people are shopping back and forth. There's commonality along the river, the fishermen, and so on. So it certainly makes a lot of logical sense to include Warrington in that district. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Question for Peter? Yes, Peter.
I missed which district you wanted to put what in. You sounded like you had a question.
In one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jim Coughlin. I reside in House District 2, but unfortunately for the other representatives in the county, if I have something to say, I'm not frightened to call any one of the three. I'm sure they all know who I am when I talk to them. And I feel very, very well represented in Clatsop County. I don't know that I would like to see any changes. I realize that there has to be some numbers shifted somewhere. and obviously there's some ways that different communities would feel more involved in their district if some minor changes were made. But I certainly don't see a need to make any major changes. It has been said that Warrenton and Astoria have a lot in common. That's very true. And the fact that Warrenton has a population of about 4,000, that's kind of a handy number to add. But it's a difficult decision as to what to do with respect to redistricting. But I, for one, would like to maintain the representation that I have in present. And I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jim. Just for my sake, even I'm sure, what city or town do you live in?
I live in the unincorporated part of Lewis and Clark.
Okay.
Just south of Astoria.
Thank you. I didn't mean to. Like, you can see I'm not from this area, so I'm sort of taking a little dog if you like to hear tonight. Yes, we're all here about that question I asked. Please. I'll start calling you, you know, and then I'll start calling you out of the yard, sir. Go ahead, see, I get it, I get it. Oh, wait, she may be going, oh, no, she's going to go out and leave on me.
She's from reality.
Yeah.
My name is Diane Hines. I'm one of the original whiners about the hacking of Sussex County. I feel, at this point, 10 years later, that I need to retract our complaints about how the county got divided. We did a stuff. We reminded everybody to file a lawsuit against the Secretary of State, and the Supreme Court found that, although they agreed with our concerns about divided communities of interest, they did not want to second-guess the decisions of the Secretary of State, and we lost. Had we not had the spectacular representation that we've had in the last 10 years, I would not be here saying I think we should, because the right thing was done, that we should maintain the districts more or less as they are. I will say I live in Warrenton, and I agree with the prevailing sentiment in this group that Warrenton and Astoria share a more common community of interest than further on down south, further on down south on the coast. Warrenton still considers itself, I think, mainly part of the river and river district. And so that would be my recommendation, John, if you're taking votes on which, where those 4,000 extra people should come from. I'd like to be one of them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Diane. Appreciate it. Questions, comments? Yes, please. I said, thank you. Please step forward.
My name is Juanita Price. I've lived in Astoria since 1964. As I remember, when the districts were most recently set up, there was to be a river district. And the river goes past Warrenton. It has a port. Hammond also has a port. So to have a true river district, you would need to include the area beyond the bay, Warrenton, and Hammond. That's one of your criteria. They're contiguous, and they also are communities of common interest.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you. Who's going to be next? No, thanks. You're the younger generation. No, okay, well. Anybody else? Well, here's the situation. We will continue to accept by email, by mail. Backpage has on it the email, email, I mean email address, right, Margie?
Mm-hmm. From the
web page. The web page.
Yeah.
And you can also mail us. We are holding public hearings every week in the state capitol, should you be down there, on Thursdays from 3 to 3:30 in the Senate Judiciary, Senate Rules Committee, Hearing Room C.
and the House Rules Committee on Wednesdays from
1:30
to 2. So every time, those committees meet twice a week, and we always reserve the first half an hour. Anybody in the audience wants to talk about redistricting, please come forward. That will continue. For example, if you have some thoughts after tonight, and you should be down near the state capitol, would you please come in? And those are the 2 days, I think. That's not the mention here, I don't believe. You can go to their website and do it. You can mail us. We did receive at least one mail. I received one letter from this district prior to tonight that about how they felt about the district. So the record's still open. So I want you to know if you have some other thoughts after tonight or you see some people tomorrow. I think a member of the media is here. I'm not sure, but he's writing notes like he's in the media. He's got one of those little pads. Don't want to embarrass him. But I think he is from the media. If he writes a front page story tomorrow, which he should, is it a weekly or daily?
Yeah.
We should be, this article should be in the front page. My name should be right there, featured. And therefore, the people really want to talk to us tomorrow, please. We want to hear from you. I've learned a lot tonight because we've got to do this. And it's a very difficult job, you know that. Did you want to talk again?
Yeah.
You haven't talked yet? Yeah, you haven't talked yet. You're the person in the parking lot that I asked where I get food from. Well, you sent me all over this now.
I'm Richard Olson. I live in Blind Slough, and I volunteer here at the museum.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, I've got not much more to say, except that it's wonderful to see our representatives and senators here by their own power, etc. We don't have to go to Salem to see you. And the only time normally we see you otherwise is when you're running for election. I'm happy to see you're here when you're not running for election. And I got a lot of concerns, but they don't have to do with redistricting. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to speak to me too?
No.
Yes, he tells you. Yellow. Yellow's my favorite color. Yes. They say I look good in yellow, too. Well, all right. There's Representative Johnson. Any further things, any final things for the record, anything you'd like to say? This is, you know, your world up here. I just want to be sure I'm just an outsider here.
Other than to just amplify on the clarification to Mr. McDaniel's comment, I recognize that as we continue to grow, as Oregon, as the population in the state grows and we change these districts, and in some cases driving is included in them, that's part of the job. And when you undertake that responsibility, some senators and representatives over in Eastern Oregon have multiple counties in their district. And I have viewed this as it comes with the job, that's the length of miles you're driving.
Thank you. Representative Austin, how about you?
Thank you, Senator Craig. The only thing that I would say is I was kind of hoping you'd have a magic bullet when you got here because we're agonizing over exactly the things that you got out. Do you grab a hunk here or do you grab a hunk there? Where do you grab a hunk? And it's really difficult, and hopefully we'll come out with something everybody can live with. No easy answers.
Thank you. And Senator Joan Dukes.
I just want to say thanks for coming out. And Lance's right. We have regular conversations about now do we go this way, do we go that way, what do we? And although I have to say, Minister, that the Napa Clemson piece, considering it's right in my backyard, is one that they have heard about already. So this is, was a mistake 10 years ago, and I hopefully will try to get it fixed this time. And you need to come to my Tom Home meeting. So, but other than that, I really appreciate it. And if you have any more thoughts, please let us know. As Peter said, this is no way over, and we need all of the local help and advice we can get. And if anybody hasn't signed up to sign up sheet in the back, we'd love to have an official record of who all's here. And so please do so.
Thank you, really. It's very nice of you to come out tonight. Thank you also for allowing us to use your Maritime Museum. You've been a very gracious host. I really appreciate it. And I think a number of witnesses may be tied or more than just about any other area. You should know that. Give yourself a hand. And to say, I think I've covered just about everything. What was so interesting tonight, I just got to tell you this, in Corvallis the other night, this is so interesting. Everybody got up and testified, said how much they loved their state senator representatives, but in many cases they said, we still love you, and we do love you. They were sitting up there with us. But we think the district should be redone, which means they no longer would be their state senator, state rep. I was turning red like crazy because I felt bad for the people in Corvallis. Tonight I've heard, we love them all. And so it's just interesting how things change. They got a little different situation in Corvallis, Philomath, Albany, though. I think I should say that, but it's been a different thing. Thank you very much for turning out tonight. Really appreciate it. And as I say, the record's still open, and perhaps we'll see you in a little bit, and let us hear from you. Thank you. And with this, we will officially adjourn this meeting.